I still had to like always, you know, when we get ready to go like over here or something, yeah. you know, I always have
oh,
to
Oh, you got
to
make sure all your pockets.
Yeah, since then, I have turned my life around and, you know, I've given to charities and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, just please let me into Australia.
Yeah, because there's a chance of that, right? Yeah. when you've got that conviction.
Yeah, I remember Snoop Dogg was going to come here once and right at the 11th hour, they said, yeah, you're not getting the visa. Because he'd been, all just because he had some gun charges and a bit of weed. Like, really difficult to get into this
now,
country.
Now, Teddy, you got a few tats on the face. And I think, is it Post Malone who always just lets anyone tattoo him whenever they want to?
I do the same when I go out. I always get tattoo artists that, like, hit me up on Instagram or something.
They want to do you, like, yeah, badge of honor.
I get them to come, you know, and they'll tattoo whatever they want and just, you know, sign it for me.
Have you got something weird on your body?
I got a bunch of stupid things.
It's a big mistake, that one.
No, I don't feel like anything's a mistake because it's, like I said, I get a lot of people just to design it and then they sign it for me. So I'm like a little walking art gallery for lot of really amazing artists. And
that's
so
cool.
I really, really love it. I got some stupid ones, you know, like, my back, as I've never finished, is Jesus, like, crossing up the devil in a game of basketball.
Basketball, Jesus and the devil.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Is Jesus getting some air, or what's the plan?
No, there's a meme I saw online, you know, of that, and the devil's, like, falling back, like he's getting his ankles broken, you know, and Jesus is...
Are you a God-fearing man?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think... I always think there's something up there. You know, I grew up Pentecostal, and my granddad was a pastor, so there's like, I don't know if I quite believe, you know, in the way that it was taught to me, but I think...
You believe in something powerful.
I believe
powerful.
In something, yeah.
So
sure.
do I. Yeah. I think we don't know what it is, but I love the feeling of some sort of faith.
Yeah, it is.
Faith,
I mean, it's,
in something.
And I know I've had faith in my life, and things have happened, and this is happening, and so I totally just give thanks to God for that.
Did you have a dream at your place? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to become a worldwide superstar singer.
Yeah, that's...
That was your dream?
Heck yeah, dude. That's the only thing I'll ever would have done. I didn't want to do anything else. I just couldn't accept my life being any other way. And I put everything into it. Tattooed my face a little too early, you know, and just went for it.
How much happened before Lose Control in the lead up to that?
Like 5 years of just being Teddy Swims, but I've been in bands for my whole life. And so it's like, you know, it's like takes... 15 years of making overnight success, though.
Wow.
You know?
They all say that, too. Because people say, oh, he's come out of nowhere. No, this guy's lived that...
Grinding.
Yeah, it's tough stuff, right?
But for me to only have been Teddy Swims for 5 years and it already be this, you know, that's...
Massive.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah. Did you see Simon Cowell's trying to put another boy band
No
one showed up for the audition.
Really?
They had to cancel the Netflix thing because boys were just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. They didn't show up. Don't you think it's crazy?
Yeah,
wouldn't everyone want to be the One Direction?
Absolutely.
Maybe they didn't advertise it properly. Something went wrong there.
Yeah, it's because I don't see why no kids would want to take that opportunity. That's crazy.
Maybe they didn't advertise on Instagram and kids just didn't realize.
I would have showed up. I would have showed up, no problem.
Imagine us doing a man band.
Let's do a man band.
It's never been done before. I think the Bee Gees had a man band. Remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of big men, weren't they?
Well,
hairy.
Yeah, hairy.
You know, they weren't hairy.
They weren't us type of men. They were still they were still a bit sensitive, I think.
Got a couple more of us going. Bro. You know what I mean?
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals, I don't believe in cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boy. me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was frightened about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice. Make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's Songbook with Teddy Swims.
Is live in the studio. We've got to get some of Teddy Swims stuff on now.
So you're going to do a live performance right now of the new track, The Door, that's just out. So whenever you're ready, Teddy.
Hang on, should we ask, what's The Door song about? Is it just a nice door you saw? Or?
No, it says, like, tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. And I was in a relationship at the time that I really was killing me. You know, it was not
toxic.
Good for me. It was really bad.
You felt, because sometimes you don't hear a lot about it. You hear a lot about women in toxic relationships, but you never hear a lot about men that are in toxic relationships.
Yeah,
it can very much happen.
And you don't get, like, you know, and I know a lot more men on the planet are very abusive, but it can also be the opposite way too, you know. And I was getting pretty abused for a bit, and it was tough. And, you know, and all love to her, though, you know, we're like,
everyone has their demons.
And, are you on good terms now? Or
we're not, like, high from a distance. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I've won the best for her, you know. And I think it doesn't matter how much you love somebody, sometimes you just don't blend together.
And did you feel like you stayed in that just because you were
way too long? Yeah, staying in it, because I love the person, you know. But it was one of those things too. Once you've been fighting for so long, to give up that fight now just seems like all the rest of the fighting for it is in vain, you know.
And I
could believe that somebody was gonna turn around, and every time it was like, we're, you know, right before I left, it was like, oh yeah, see, I knew you were.
You have faith that they will change, and sometimes
how long ago was that?
I don't know. It's been a while now. Like, before the album came out. So, I mean, over a year now.
Are you in a relationship now?
Yeah. I'm with this girl named Ray. She's a singer, and she's going to come do a tour with me, too, when we hit the States. And she's just amazing, bro.
You're in a healthy, good relationship.
Like, and it's so adult, too. And she does what I do, which is great, because it's like maybe 3 a.m., and I'm calling her, and she's like, hey, I'm in a session, I'm recording vocals,
I'll have to call you back.
And I'm like, girl, end of your business, baby, end of your business.
Did you ever sit in your car somewhere just crying, thinking, what am I doing wrong in my life?
Yeah, of course, man.
Shit, we've never lived similar lives.
Yeah.
Except you're a huge international superstar, and I'm just stuck here like a piece of shit. Let's get some songs.
Yeah,
let's hear this song.
I can't wait. Well, here we are. We've got the live performance from Teddy Swims. And this is The Door. Whenever you're ready, Teddy, take it away.
Teddy Swims live.
I took a bitch out of you. Baby, boo, you sold me lies just by the way you
a language that I'll never speak. Baby, that ain't for me, that ain't for me. I dug my grave watching where you moved. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man, I'm just a man. No, thinking about you late night. No, running around with your head now. Picking the pieces of my soul up on the floor. Said I would die for you, baby, but I can't take this pain no more. I thought I was willing, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. I don't want to lose you, baby, but I can't play this game no more. I thought it would kill me, but tonight I saved my life when I showed you the door. You never thought this day would ever come. When I looked you in the eyes and pulled the rug, you try to take away my sanity. Baby, that ain't for me, that ain't for me. Oh, no, thinking about you late night. No, running around with your friends now. You're picking the pieces of my soul apart.
That's the door. Thank you, everyone. Teddy, take a seat.
You're insanely good.
He's our special guest. Thank you, guys. The chanting,
Teddy,
I'm not into
that voice, it's just like killer.
Yes, such a great voice.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
KISS is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
This is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it KISS all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hits music station, KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Get Metamucil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. This daily cleanser supports gut health, aids regularity, and also traps cholesterol and sugars. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
RACV Car Loans offer competitive rates to get you moving. Whether it's your first new car, a family's getting bigger car, and I know it's a midlife crisis and that makes it okay car, or just an SUV. Prepare for the best with RACV. Search RACV Car Loans today. Approval subject to RACV lending criteria. RACV Finance Limited Australian Credit Licence number 391488. Conditions, fees and charges apply.
Need help on your quit smoking journey? Nicorette Quick Mist offers fast nicotine craving relief wherever you are. And Nicorette Quick Mist Smart Track comes with a connected tracking app so you can track your progress. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Stop smoking aid.
The Peugeot Expert Midsize Compact Van makes your work easier. For a limited time, you can get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot Expert Van from $46,490 drive away. With a 7-inch HD touchscreen and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto connectivity, staying connected on the go is effortless. The Expert Van features 180-degree rear doors and dual sliding side doors, making cargo access easy. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your to-do list a never-ending story? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's hanging blinds, building flat packs, designing logos, or walking Sharon? Oh, your pet Frenchie. There's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Been buying the same laundry product on repeat? Switch to One. Only One has 4-in-1 quad power technology for stain removal, freshness and softness all in one easy capsule. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
Hi, it's Matt here with my fresh picks of the week. The Australian asparagus season continues and we're seeing excellent quality bunches. When choosing asparagus, look for spears that are firm and bright. Baby cucumbers are good value right now and perfect for spring. While blackberry quality remains excellent thanks to ideal conditions in growing regions. And finally, organic fruit and veg is looking great. And organic Dutch cream potatoes are my pick of the week. That's your Fresh Market Update.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Want to download fuel savings? Get the My 7-Eleven app. Lock in our best local fuel price for up to 7 days and you could save up to 25 cents per litre. You've got a deal at 7-Eleven.
T's and C's apply. Savings not guaranteed. Visit 7-Eleven.com.au for details.
At Spotlight's VIP Day VIP, save 30% off full-priced items store-wide. Yes, that's 30% off. Hurry, today only. Plus, rush in for our home living sale catalogue full of unbeatable deals store-wide. Don't miss out. Sale on now. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets.
at beautiful racetracks all over Victoria. Iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. It's got it all. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
iHeart Podcasts. Pick of the week.
Everybody has a story, but it takes someone special to tell a great one. I'm Jamila Rizvi, host of a brand new podcast, Find and Tell. Join me on the hunt to find the next generation of Australian storytellers as they go head to head to find and tell stories from around the country. Think of it like a TV talent show for podcasts. Hear their stories and follow the drama. Search for Find and Tell now on the free iHeart app.
Sequin stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lights. 'Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. 'Cause I can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day. I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me like a plague. I cry a lot, but I am so productive. It's an art. Been doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine the whole thing. I'm sure I can pass this test. 'Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile. Shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks. 'Cause I can do it with a broken heart. I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday every day. I'm so obsessed with him, but he avoids me like a plague. I cry a lot, but I am so productive. It's an art.
Kyle and Jackie O, Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
Kyle and Jackie O's Am I Going to Hell?
Let's get this woman on. Is she going to hell or not? Her name is Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jazz.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, Dolly.
Good, now, honey.
You think you might be going to hell. You want people's advice. What's the go? What's the story?
Look, I'm actually dealing with a pretty heavy moral dilemma. I'm pregnant.
Congrats.
Weeks, thank you.
Do you not know who the father is? You don't know who the father is?
No, I have a partner. I'm 18 weeks pregnant, but I'm still vaping.
Still vaping?
Ooh.
Is that allowed or not allowed? Not allowed.
Do you know what? That's a good question because I'm sure it's, they say don't do it. But when you are a smoker, you're actually inhaling smoke. But a vape is, what are you in?
Just the chemical poisons that make up the vape.
Well, that's right. So you're putting that into your body, right? That can't be good.
Jasmine, I don't know. I think people should ring up quickly, tell you.
Better.
Yeah,
there'll be a doctor listening.
We'll find a doctor. We'll get an expert on, is it really going to harm the baby or could it just possibly cause problems? I don't know the answer. I don't know.
All right, well, stand by, Jasmine.
Did you smoke during your pregnancy?
No, I definitely did not. Sorry, no, that sounded like I had judgment on you, Jasmine.
Oh, totally.
But there weren't vapes around then. I don't know. Would I have been tempted to have a little puff of a vape thinking it might be okay? Probably not, but I don't know.
Jasmine, you want everyone's opinion or what?
Yeah, I do, because I did read a recent article that says that there's no, like, detectable risks and it doesn't affect the baby's
weight.
Yeah,
but are you like Jackie? Are you like psychic shopping? Like, Jackie keeps going to different psychics till she hears the answers she wants?
Well, this is the most recent one that I've found.
Where'd you find it?
Let me Google it just and see what...
Yeah, well, I'm doing everything else, right? Like, I'm obviously not drinking or smoking cigarettes. Like, I tried to quit, but, you know, it's really stressful trying to quit.
Oh, hang on, I found something in the New York Post.
Yeah.
The headline reads, vaping does not harm pregnant women or babies. Shocking study claims.
Okay, that's a study done by who?
Do we just take the headline or should someone read the story?
Well, I've got like Mayo Clinic. You know how they always come up first, Mayo Clinic?
What's mayonnaise got to do with it?
You know when you Google like health problems,
no,
you know, what does this mean?
Never.
Mayo Clinic is always the first one that comes up with the information.
Say?
Well, they say that it definitely isn't safe because basically you're putting in all of these chemicals that affect the developing brain and other organs.
How can that thing say no, but the New York Post say it's fine for the mum and the baby? Like, no wonder no one knows what's what in the world these days. You can get answers yay or nay for everything. You guys, ring up. What do you think? 13-1065, you can help Jasmine out.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Will and Woody.
Every day this week on Will and Woody, we are playing Can You Hear It?
Can you tell the difference between beer or soft drink just from the sound of the can opening?
Just do a bit better than this guy, who actually worked with a major soft drink manufacturer.
That sounds like a can to me.
Of what? What did you think the other option was there?
Bottle.
You thought the game was can or bottle?
Can You Hear It? Every day on Will and Woody.
Woody for the drive home.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on KISS 1011.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Bang, 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 bang.
Feed the family tonight with KFC's $24.95 boneless dinner. Share tenders, nuggets, popcorn chicken, plus chips and gravy. Get more bang for your bucket every day at KFC. Not available on delivery.
Bang, 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 bang.
It's the Specsavers store-wide Specstravaganza. Get any two pairs with single vision lenses for just $199. Save up to $200. Hurry, offer ends October 2 at Specsavers. Conditions apply.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
If your university preference is finding your people, working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne. Next gen now.
With NIB health insurance, you could get a discount on groceries. You could upgrade your cooking. With the money you save on NIB's no-gap dental, you could really upgrade your cooking. You could even get a discount when paying by direct debit.
Order up.
Yes, Chef. NIB. Potentially amazing. Get started at nib.com.au today.
Hi, Mark Taylor here. We may not be able to control everything, but with Fujitsu's Anywhere ducted smart climate control, you can easily isolate and vary airflow from room to room. And right now, get a Fujitsu ducted system on Fujitsu Cool Finance and pay no deposit and no interest for up to 60 months. Keeping Australians comfortable for over 50 years, Fujitsu. It's Australia's favourite air.
Purchase by 30 November 24, domestic and residential only. Approved credit card applicants only. Fees, T's and C's and minimum finance amount applies. Credit by Hum Cards, Proprietary Limited. See FujitsuGeneral.com.au.
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
You're only a what-if away from
a beach house with a view to die for. A pool. Ooh. Endless kids' activities, preferably 24 hours of them.
Hotel, day spa, silence. Lodge in the woods, a plunge bath, and that cute guy from the cafe.
Somewhere boutique, vodka martinis, and all of you.
Hell yes.
You're only a what if away from heaps of accommodation options with the What If app.
Snow cave!
What? What if? It's Aussie for travel.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like MAD.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep MAD sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale starts tomorrow with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you. It's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO. Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
At Spotlight's VIP Day VIP, save 30% off full-priced items store-wide. Yes, that's 30% off. Hurry, today only. Plus, rush in for our home living sale catalogue full of unbeatable deals store-wide. Don't miss out. Sale on now. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Britt here. It's time to take a closer look at Peugeot with new driveway offers. Get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot 2008 Allure, a compact SUV from just $39,990 driveway. Renowned for its premium features and agility, the Peugeot 2008 redefines the game with advanced driver assistance technologies and an innovative interior. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time and while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Did somebody say late night fruity call? Many log out here delivering groceries when and where the mood strikes. So now you can check out without the trek out.
Did somebody say menu log?
Listen to The Night Show on demand. Search The Night Show podcast on iHeart. We're free, never sounded so good.
Kyle and Jackie O's Am I Going to Hell?
Jasmine's on the phone. She's pregnant, only 18 weeks pregnant. can't stop vaping wants to know, what's the real deal here? Is the vape going to hurt the baby, or is that just some bullshit? That's it in a nutshell, right, Jasmine? You're doing everything well. You're fit, you're healthy, you're eating well, you're drinking water, you're not drinking alcohol, but you just can't stop that vape no matter how much you try, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just looking into it, and it does seem that it is less harmful than smoking, still they say not to do it. But, Sarah, what do you want to say?
I'd just say stop vaping and smoke instead, because you're probably doing more damage vaping.
You know what? Even what's that guy that I go and see? He's like a chiropractor and a masseuse and a...
Kinesiologist?
Yeah, the kinesiologist. Yep. He said to me, because I had a vape with me, and he goes, oh, bro, don't do the vaping. You'll get popcorn lungs.
Yes.
What's that? Well, I've never heard of that.
And wet lung, right?
Yeah.
Wet lung.
What's wet lung?
Yeah.
Well, your lungs...
They're only finding out about these things, like, as they come, because you got to think, smoking's been around for a long time, so now they know. When I was born, you could smoke in hospitals.
Really?
Yeah, it's just weird.
Hospital?
My mum was smoking in the hospital. Sorry, Mum.
You got your legs up in the stirrups, giving birth to you, Sarah, and Mum's chuffing away.
She probably passed it down to me while she was doing it, and that's how I am addicted to smoking now. But, yeah, look, if I was pregnant, I would try my hardest to stop.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. Jackie is on the air from Wyong. She's got some advice for Jasmine. What's your advice, Jack?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Look, I recently gave birth to a baby girl, and I vaped my whole pregnancy, and she honestly is perfectly fine.
Oh,
she's healthy. She passed all of her tests.
Were you worried while you were vaping? Did you know, shit, I shouldn't really be doing this? Like, society says no.
Look, to be honest, yeah, I felt guilty, and, like, I honestly just couldn't give it up, but... Like, I just continuously did it, and she came out fine. So.
Did you do that, like, on the quiet? Like, were you, know
in
what
shame.
I mean? Yeah.
Like, hiding in the laundry and stuff?
No, like, my husband knew, and my parents and stuff knew, but they kept telling me, stop doing it, but I just didn't.
Okay, well, thank you, Jackie.
Wow.
That's proof.
Jackie.
Well, yeah, sort of. Survey of what Tracy...
Hi,
on.
Trace.
Tracy, not
Hi,
happy. You're
guys.
Angry about this, right, Tracy?
I just think, how dare you? Like, so many people are trying to get pregnant. You're one of the lucky ones that can get pregnant, and you are just risking everything for a f***ing vape. Like, you might as well do drugs. Like, it's just, you know that it's, the fact that you've even called, you know it's a moral dilemma. How dare you?
But is
how
it just morally
you?
Wrong, or is there a real health problem
you
there?
Don't even know, so why risk?
You're right.
Just
the risk.
Do a couple of lines, okay? Like, it's no different.
So you're saying that it's all right to have a couple of crackers?
Well, you might as well if you're doing this. Like, if you've called up to ask if it's a moral dilemma, you already know you're doing wrong. Why? How dare you? How dare you? There are people out there that are trying to get pregnant, and you're willing to risk the health of your unborn child for this.
What do you think about that, Jazzy?
Well, I think, you know, you're very quick to judge, but you're not in my shoes. I've obviously...
You don't call up and ask for opinions.
Well, I'm calling up because I...
She only wants the good opinions.
Yeah. Hey, Mary Lou, what do you want to say?
Mary Lou, you're on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that.
Sorry, having a drag of the vape, were you? Too busy vaping?
Yeah. No, don't do any of that stuff.
What do you think of all this? What's your vibe?
Yeah, I don't want to judge, but I do want to say very passionately that you have obviously got common sense, Jazz, and you know that there is something not quite right about it. Whether or not you know the full medical, you know, background on what it does or not, I don't think anybody knows that yet.
That's true.
But because of the risk, where there's risk, and like the other caller said, you know, it's a privilege and a blessing to be able to get pregnant, and I'm lucky I've had three kids too. But I just would never risk anything. And I do understand that you're talking about an addiction, but by golly, instead of going to the doctor and asking, you know, is this going to harm the baby, go to the doctor and say, what can you do to help me get off it? That's my opinion.
Right. Okay, Mary Lou.
Don't risk it.
So, Jasmine, instead of, like, you know, maybe you should try harder, she's saying Sharon's called.
Hi, beautiful people. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, well. Good.
I only got a couple of things to say, and that is you should be ashamed of yourself, Jazz. You get given a gift and you sit there and you think, you know what, finally I'm pregnant, life is okay, and you child abuse your child before it's even got a chance to take its first breath. Do you know what the next 10 years is going to prove what these vapes have got? No, but you'll take the chance. Well, I'm sorry, it's a shame that we don't have laws that state you cannot smoke, you cannot drink alcohol, that child has a voice. When it's born, it might be fine. Give it 10 years and it might have problems with its lungs, its brains, its eyesight.
Oh, yeah, we don't know any of this. It's all new to us, right, Sharon? This whole vape,
you don't know. And you don't know what's in that vape. The amount of shit that would be in there that you're putting into your blood system that is going to your unborn child. Hang your head in shame.
That's yeah, what I right. Say. Wow. Thank you, what Sharon. Do you say to that, Jasmine? That's hard to hear.
Well, I think, you know, nobody really knows, and I think that's the point that I'm trying to get across. Like, the stress of trying to would be more dangerous than actually vaping, and these people don't actually know because there's no studies. We know
they're erring on the side of caution.
Yeah, they're just saying, like, what if, you know?
Yeah, it's scary. But it's the same as when we go to the casino and we choose either black or red. Like, we risk it. We risk. We know we're probably going to lose. Lindley from North Ryde. Mm. Don't forget, she is the creator of Cool Mums of North Ryde. Good morning, Lindley.
Hi, Lindley.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
What do you think Jasmine's situation? She's copped it. Some people are like, yeah, whatever. Some people are like, you're a disgrace. What do you think?
Oh, do you know what? I was going to try and stay calm, but look, it's really terrible that you're doing this to the baby. One of the things that we learn when we're pregnant is the placenta filters, right? So everything that we take into our body, it filters through the placenta into the baby. And
oh,
the
so
baby,
we're all good. The filter works.
No, we're not good, though. Huh. Because this is like virgin little lungs and virgin little organs and never touched by anything outside of what is meant to be the clean placenta, okay? So this baby has already lost its chances by having something filthy filtered through and ingested into its body.
Lindley, can I say, my mum chain-smoked all through the pregnancy with me, and then we'd drive around in an old Holden where there was no seatbelts on the back, and I was standing up as a two-year-old, holding onto the headrests of the two front seats while Mum and her two sisters chain-smoked in the Kingswood with the windows up, and look how perfect I turned out.
But, Kyle, let's also flip it, because I was brought up the same way. Who's to say that's not what led us to our future health issues that we have now?
Yeah.
Okay, now that was tobacco, which we know. Vaping, we don't know. And this shit's made in China. Okay, we
everyone's
don't know
poo-pooing good old China.
Hang on. I'm going to bring up another point. Yep. China, the same people who were putting melamine into their baby's formula.
What was that shit they were putting in there?
Yeah, that's
what was that?
So if they're doing that to their own, what are they putting in for the stupid Westerners that are smoking this shit?
Right.
This shit is then getting ingested through this lady's body into her little baby's body that it can't breathe yet, but it eats. We know they eat the amniotic fluid that's inside it. That is now full of chemicals.
Yeah, Jasmine, she's got a point there. But let's get Dr. Kiss on. Listen, thank you for coming on. We got Jasmine on the phone. She wants to know, is she going to hell? She's 18 weeks pregnant, can't stop vaping, but has done everything else. No drinking, eating well, eating salads, doing all that, but just can't stop going to that vape. Now, without all the bullshit doctor rubbish, is that an issue or not?
Well, okay, yes, is the answer to your question, yes. However, there is a lot of people throwing shame on her, and I think it's a real issue, because people who are smoking before they get pregnant then have to look at options to try and give up giving smoking.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Do they keep smoking? Do they go cold turkey? Do they look at medications? Do they look at e-cigarettes? E-cigarettes are an option. The problem is we don't know enough about them.
Now, can I ask, is it worse to go cold turkey giving up smoking with all the shakes and all that carry on pregnant, or ease down the intake or go to a vape? Like, what does someone do in that situation? Because it is an addiction and it is not easy to stop.
Okay, so we know that smoking during pregnancy is bad, but we also know that if you were born in the 60s, 70s and 80s in Australia, yeah. all our mums bloody smoked and we all turned out okay. Could we have turned out better? Maybe. So I think the point is we want to go from lots of smoking to less smoking. We don't want people to take up e-cigarettes when they've never smoked before when they're already pregnant.
Sure.
It's having a chat with your doctor and looking at what options are going to be best for you. Now, one of the challenges with going cold turkey is that people often take up other issues. They might drink a bit more, they might eat badly, it might affect their mood, and then that might cause them to live unhealthily for their pregnancy. So it is all a balance. And I don't like it where people throw so much bloody shame on patients. That's not fair.
Yeah.
We've got to work with them to find options to bring it down. But the message for everybody is we don't know what these chemicals actually do to us yet.
All right, that is true. Isn't it weird, though, that all these kids are vaping and no one seems to care? We all know the dangers, but no it was like throwing caution to the wind.
Dr. Kiss, were they saying, like, if you want to vape, you need to get a prescription? Would you ever prescribe vapes for patients?
Okay, so here, now we're talking about two different products. So there's prescribed nicotine that you can buy from a pharmacy where we know a hell of a lot more about it because it's coming from a, let's call it a proper pharma company where they know exactly the chemicals that are going in there. We have a bit more information. All of the vapes you buy from under the counter, the effectively illegal ones, that's where we've got no idea. Kerosene, bloody who knows what's
kerosene?
In there. Oh, who knows? And all sorts of heavy metals. And those heavy metals can cause damage both to you and to your baby.
Can I ask you, why would a Chinese manufacturer of vapes intentionally use poison rather than something that's not going to be... Well, because they want return business, don't they? They want us to keep coming back and buying.
Absolutely. And the problem is that the regulations in those sorts of factories across the world are not going to be as tight as heavily regulated big pharma companies where they're putting out a drug effectively that then has to pass through all
but
of our
these doctor vapes, these doctor vapes, the nicotine, like, are they going to have flavours or are these just some Terry White pharmacy bloody sucking sticks or what are they?
I've got no idea if they've got flavours to them, actually.
Can you sign a couple of prescriptions for me, for old mate?
I could certainly sit down with you and have a chat, and I would be much happier you smoking prescription, well, vaping prescription nicotine than the under-the-counter stuff.
Well, okay. Thanks, Dr. Kiss.
Thank you, mate.
Okay.
I'll bring the prescription pad.
I already got one from last time you were in here.
You just don't know it's missing yet.
Is that where the pad's gone?
Yeah, I've been signing up Zannies, everything. I'm Dr. Kyle around here. Okay, it's Jasmine. The doc, you've heard from the suburbs, people that have smoked, no problem. There is a little risk there. I just think every now and then if you think, I'm not going to do it this time, that can only be good. But
I don't want to tell the doctor and my partner doesn't know.
But just go to Dr. Kiss.
And then maybe I'll get his number.
Yeah. Where does he even work?
I don't even know if he's actually a real doctor. No, we found him on Channel 9.
Yeah, he was on a TV show.
Yeah, on like Odd Bodies, or what was that show? Like
Embarrassing Bodies.
Embarrassing Bodies, yeah. Is he a real deal?
I mean, he seems to be real, but yeah, he was on that TV show.
Well, there you go, enough said. Good luck, Jazzy. Look, and don't. I think getting emotional or all upset about this would be even worse for the baby, so just whatever, don't worry about it.
That's what I think. And there's chemicals in food as well, like pesticides. Like, you know, it just depends on what chemicals you want to inject.
Sounds like you made up your mind, Jasmine. Yeah. So maybe you go see Dr. Kiss anyway. I still think you should.
Kyle, Jackie, this is the
Hour of Power. I'm really close tonight. And I feel like I'm moving inside her. Lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. Whenever I fall, whenever I fall, whenever I fall.
There's something in the way that you're talking. Words don't sound right, but I hear them all moving inside you. Go. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power. We got dirty work to take care of. Someone else is...
they don't want to do it
they
themselves.
They don't want to do it.
They think, oh, let Kyle and Jackie do it.
Amanda is a 30-odd-year-old chick. You went to Adelaide because you fell in love with a dude from Adelaide, and that's why you moved over there. How's that been going?
Well, no, I moved over for work, and about 9 months ago, I met someone while I was here.
Oh, right. My mistake.
Yeah, and you met him, and you're all good. You've been together for 9 months, but now you want to move back to Sydney, and he won't be coming with you.
Oh.
Correct, yes.
Why not?
And I've got some job offers, so I'm waiting to go back in the next month.
Oh, so does he know that you've been offered the job, or...?
He doesn't even know that I applied or wanted to go home.
Oh.
Are you living together?
No, we're not.
Okay. And is it serious? Like, how often do you see each other?
Well, he's the only person I really knew in Adelaide, so we got very serious very quick.
Yeah.
Have
we discussed moving in? Well, I think we were going to, yeah, if I'd stayed on, it would have happened.
So does he think everything's fine? Like, is this going to be a shock when we ring the guy up and say, hey, yo, your missus, the relationship's over and she's moving back home to Sydney?
I think it will be, yeah. And he's not the biggest fan of Sydney, so I can't imagine, like, he's going to understand why I want to go.
Oh, so just to be clear, you don't want him coming with you, right? Just when we break this news, you're going to go, you don't want him coming with you.
I just don't think he can. I think it'd be too difficult with his job and his family and friends. Like, I just don't think it would work.
They sound like excuses you're making for yourself.
Well, have you guys said I love you to each other?
We have.
Oh, Jackie, you put so much onus on this sentence.
Oh, no, but it's like, they've said I love you.
So
and
what?
They're obviously in love with each other. And
well,
now we're going to have to essentially break up this relationship. We're doing the dirty work here.
You've agreed to do this stupid segment.
Yes, I didn't know they'd said I love you. I didn't know how serious it was.
Everyone says I love you at the drop of a hat. It's not even an important thing.
Oh, it is for some people.
You need to get out of the Disneyland and get back into real life.
Okay, let's do it. Let's rip off the Band-Aid and we'll call this guy and let him know that he's just about to lose his girlfriend. She's out of there.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Look how happy she is because she doesn't have to do anything.
And what's his name?
Dan.
Okay. Dan. All right.
Let's get him up. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, it's Kyle and Jackie O at Kiss FM. Been speaking to Amanda, and Amanda told us you're no fan of Sydney. You're an Adelaide boy. Your family's there. Your work's there. You're all things are Adelaide, which is lovely. But you met this Sydney chick, though, and, she swept you off your feet, right? Things are going good?
They're going great. Yeah, no, she moved down late last year, and we've been dating for a number of months now. It's been going really well.
And Jackie just had Amanda on, and Amanda said to Jackie that you guys have said you love each other.
We have.
Cute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, anyway, Jackie's here to give you some bad news.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right, so Dan. No.
Yeah.
okay, not laughing matter. Dan, Amanda is going to be leaving and she's coming back to Sydney. So essentially that relationship is ending.
Really?
Yes, it is.
And she was too gutless to come on and tell you.
Yeah, she wanted us to do her dirty work.
And then somehow We've been roped into this. I'm very uncomfortable with the whole thing. I feel that this should be done face to face.
You guys being serious? Like, is it definite?
Amanda, is it definite?
Yeah, it's definite.
But it's nothing to do with Dan.
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird situation. Yeah. I find it a weird situation. So if nothing's happened, then you guys feel like everything's great. It's very odd.
Amanda?
No, nothing's happened. I've been here a year. It's time to go home. There's not much happening in Adelaide.
Did you tell Dan this is a 1 year and done the situation? Or did he feel that maybe you guys are going to spend your whole life together?
How long I'd be here.
Oh, she does the uncomfortable laugh. It never goes down well in this conversation.
Would Dan ever consider moving to Sydney, or maybe. Is that off the table?
I've lived in Sydney a little bit before, and it's not really my thing.
So would you rather break up?
My family and friends. I don't know, to be honest. I need to think about it. But,
Amanda said that's not an option.
No, she said he didn't. She knew he wouldn't move.
Right. Right. Yeah. He's locked into Adelaide there, right?
Would you want him to consider it, Amanda?
I just don't think he'd be happy in Sydney.
It sounds like you're deciding for him, though.
So you don't want him to move to Sydney then?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I just don't think he'd be happy.
How are you feeling, Dan? I know this is like a shell-shocked moment, but what are you thinking?
I don't know. I need to think about it, to be honest. It caught me a bit unaware, to be honest.
Well, the hard work's done. You're happy there now.
We need to talk about it,
but will you be happy with no Amanda there? Will you be?
Probably not. No.
Oh.
Man.
Oh.
Amanda.
You guys aren't helping.
No, you're right, actually. We're supposed to be on Amanda's side.
We've done the dirty work. We've started the conversation.
Yeah, but she's doing... We're supposed to have her back.
Oh, I can't help but have Dan's back. Dan sounds like a nice guy. Just doing his thing.
I say it's over. It's done. Good on you guys. Excellent. Thanks, Amanda.
What?
Thanks,
Dan. Okay, that's it. Wrapped up. There
I've
you go.
I've decided.
Nothing like just avoiding a problem.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour
of Power.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Sky full of stars.
Oh, my God.
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it KISS all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think I see you.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, KISS 1011.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4 and 20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Off ends Wednesday, T's and C's apply. See in store.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairisa Corporation.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Welcome to the circus. Arcade, bowling, crazy shakes and prizes. All in a day's play at Archie Brothers Circle Electric. Good times guaranteed. Search Archie Brothers Deals for great school holiday offers.
At Spotlight's VIP Day VIP, save 30% off full-priced items store-wide. Yes, that's 30% off. Hurry, today only. Plus, rush in for our home living sale catalogue full of unbeatable deals store-wide. Don't miss out. Sale on now. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
Hey, it's Laura Byrne here. Did you know that 1 in 4 people buy sunscreen and 85% of them don't use enough? The sun is the primary cause of premature skin ageing and skin cancer in Australia, which is why Nivea Sun Protect and Moisture SPF 50 Plus combine Shine Skincare with Sunscreen as part of your daily routine. Shield your skin with Nivea Sun. Learn more at Nivea.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Sunscreens are only one part of sun protection. Avoid prolonged high-risk sun exposure. Reapply frequently.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
All right. Hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like Money Plan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year Award for Best Digital Banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
Buddy Franklin here. Kicking the footy is one thing, but kicking carbs is another thing entirely. Good thing Harn Ultra has zero carbs and tastes great, so I can kick carbs without giving beer the boot. How good?
Less than 0.5 grams of carbs per serve. Drink responsibly.
Today we battle against the shadows that darken our hearts and separate us. Let us confront them for the sake of our bond. Son, if you're gay, I'm right here beside you.
Thanks, Dad, but can we finish the movie first?
For sure.
Awkward conversations can lead to awesome outcomes for LGBTQIA plus youth. Visit thepinnaclefoundation.org/awkward.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Bang, 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 bang.
With KFC's $9.95 pack lunch, you can lunch a lot. Score a double tender burger, chips, tato and gravy, plus a drink. Get more bang for your bucket every day at KFC. Not available on delivery.
Bang, 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 bang.
Leave stress behind and put your well-being first. An InSpa research study proved that the Endota Organic Relax Massage can decrease your heart rate, reduce stress levels, and alleviate tension. Well-being awaits at Endota. Book now.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Score footy final savings at BWS. Like a case of Byron Bay Ultra Zero Carb Beer for just $56, save two. Or a case of Carlton Draft Beer with Lemonade for just $48, save two. Grab it at BWS. T's and C's apply. Choose to drink wise.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Tired of tossing and turning? Get comfy with all Tempur mattresses and adjustable bases half price during Bedshed's mid-season clearance. That's half price on all Tempur. End Sunday. Bedshed.